Yeah. Oh.
Huh?
Hey.
It's Heartland Hip Hop. We got all the cuts.
One, two, three into the four. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up.
Push it over, about to rip it up.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust.
Keep praying. This is out of complex, bruh. Never been done like this ever. Let's go. I'ma put my hands up.
Keep your mind on getting pussy and crime.
shop. Talk is cheap, motherfucker.
It's Heartland Hip Hop. We got all the cuts.
Welcome to another episode of the Guru's Heartland Radio Show on High Unique Radio, powered by Sonic Boom Music Group. We got Bishop City in here. We got Gina here.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Bishop, a.k.a. the most objective voice on the radio right now. Keep listening and you'll probably find out why they say that.
Let's get it.
And it's G, the organic mean. I mean, you know, from my hair to how I speak, so... let's just get into it.
And it's your man, B. Diddy, a.k.a. the badass yellow boy, a.k.a. the steel torpedo, a.k.a. your baby mom's favorite DJ, a.k.a. Mr. Saturday Night.
Talk that.
A.k.a. Big Picture Brandon, a.k.a. Diddy Tarantino, a.k.a. Free Smoke the Bear, a.k.a. John Wesley Dabbs.
A.k.a. Chapel Hill Diddy.
A.k.a. I'm in Chapel Hill like a Tar Heel Diddy.
Tar Heel
a.k.a.
Diddy.
A.k.a. B. Diddy Billions, a.k.a. B. Diddy Budget. And everybody give a round of applause. We made it to another week.
Yes, guys, it's been a crazy one. If you've been keeping in tune, we're going to take you into our tour that we just got off of in North Carolina. Shout out to Rally. Shout out to Nouveau Lounge. Shout out to Hilton for showing us a great time. We're going to do a good recap on that. And we're going to get into our hearts going out to the Dark Man X, you know, and we'll get into that later in regards to how he inspired millions and millions and millions. And a lot more dip on your chip segments and more like that. So stay tuned.
It's been a great week. And also we got a special guest today. We got Vish K in the building. Round applause. So we're going to get into him. He a fan of some up north music. So we're going to have him rank.
Come on.
We're going to have him rank the top.
Okay.
Top 10 rappers from New York.
Okay.
And with a special caveat. So tune
okay.
in.
Okay.
Let's get in Heartland Radio.
Yes.
Tough one right there.
Yeah. I'm right here, dog. Where my dogs at? We right here, dog. Where my dogs at? What must I go through to show you shit is real? And I ain't really never gave a fuck how niggas feel. Rob and I steal, not cause I want to, cause I have to. And don't make me show you with the Mac. Come on, if you don't know by now, then you slip. I'm on some bullshit that's got me jacking niggas flipping. Let my man in them stay pretty, but I'ma stay shitty. Cruddy, it's all for the money. Is you with me? Get the bitches, now I commit the crime. When it's on me, transform like Optimus Prime. Off on the head, roll out, let's make it happen. We ain't gon' get it with them, we'll take it cap. Crossing off, dusting off, softest niggas. Money with the biggest mouth, yo, let's talk this nigga. Come on. Talk this nigga, never made a sound. Breathe too fucking hard and he getting bust down.
Yeah, niggas wanna be killers.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas wanna kill us.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas want the bread.
Get at me, dog. With the dirt.
Yeah, niggas wanna be killers.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas wanna kill us.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas want the bread.
Get at me, dog. Now we're there.
Sex. Ran up on this caddy, thought it was me and started flexing. You know I ain't even with that, so he
gon' have to get that just on GP. Try to creep me?
What?
Leave that nigga sleepy. Run a strength for you, and that's your kid's daddy. I ain't gon' send him on his way, put him up in that big caddy. But let him know. Never mind, yo, I need you to go. Take the snow up to 150, see Joe. Get that, come back with that, and we can split that. Sit back, fuck, Puffer L, forget that.
What type of games are being played? How's it going down? It's gone till it's gone, then I got to know now. Cause you with me, you were. Think I'm trying to give me enough. Just cause hunters wanna give me the bug. What type of games are being played? How's it going down?
Now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the ball, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging when I caught a buzz, I was thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, it wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepared my for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand.
I've been dreaming about this shit from way back,
way back.
Premonition, gain a mil, no going back,
going back.
Haters want me turn around and go back.
Why you want me?
Ain't no sense in
why
that.
You want
come
me?
Where the money at,
money at.
I've been dreaming about this shit from way back,
way back.
Premonition, gain a mil, no going back,
going back.
Spend that money, no worries, I'ma get it back,
get it back.
So buy five cars today and get them all black,
them all black.
My mind's strong. Could the same, couldn't rearrange, had to stay the same, got some more knowledge, even went to college, the stupid shit dropped it, the talking money stopped it, so what's today's topic, money is the subject, moving with this object, is digitally inclined to count my grams up, I'm on that phone cup, that mean that purple shit, I'm on some other shit, I just keep flexing, Hulkamania. Contribute to work on campus like custodian. Act shoddy them. Even certain friends. Them my partner them. I'm a rich kid. I've been dreaming about this shit from way back,
way back.
Premonition, gain a mil, no going back,
going back.
Haters want me turn around and go back.
Why you want me?
Ain't no sense in
why
that.
You want me?
Come where the money at,
money at.
I've been dreaming about this shit from way back,
way back.
Premonition, gain a mil, no going back,
going back.
Spend that money, no worries, I'ma get it back,
get it back.
So buy five cars today and get them all black,
them all black.
Coming up the turn. Buckle, call me Sid. Want the work in abundance, talking overtime.
Extra
Pat Riley grind. Yeah, I got the heat. Model chick with me. Yeah.
Welcome everybody back to Heartland Radio. Welcome everybody back to Heartland Radio.
And you know how we rolling.
Yes, I appreciate you rolling with me, Bishop City. My name is B. Diddy.
Yes.
I have Gina here with us.
Yes, it's Organic G. So
Organic G.
Organic G. I mean, everything is organic. My
love
hair,
it.
My nails, everything is organic.
Let's get it.
So Vish K, like, that was from way back, clearly, because we dig right. through the we'll crates.
Remember that one.
When, so that was my question. When did you record that?
So in 2021 right now, mm-hmm. I recorded that, I want to say, 2012.
Woo, 2012. So B. Diddy with the drop back.
Yeah, right.
Drop back like Joe Montana. You feel
right.
me?
Time machine stuff right there.
Huh?
Before the Rock knew he was going to be president.
I'd be reading the field. You know what I mean?
So now what inspired that song?
Man, that was just on the grind, like, gotta make it, you know what I mean? Like, inspiration, just going for it. You know what I mean? Music has always just been, you know, a gateway for me, so to say, like a escape. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. Now, when you say escape, now, where are you from?
All right. I was born in Texas, Houston, Texas.
Oh, really?
You get what I'm saying?
Okay, so does that make you a Longhorns fan?
I mean, through birth.
Yeah.
You feel me? I'm not mad at it.
A&M? How does that work?
So, we're talking about top fives. Any Texas rappers in your top? You got any Texas rappers in your overall top five?
Man, I was
since you're from Texas.
Any, top five.
Because I know your top four. Your top four, I seen here, Lil Wayne, Busta Rhymes, Tupac, that's top three. So you got anybody else that ran a top five? Who your other two?
I need the
those
top
right
five.
There, like inspiration from of mine. You know what I mean? Like Busta, as far as creativity wise, you know you got to give it up to Busta.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
So dude, you really won
one
the
of
party
my top one. But when you're talking about Houston, man, rest in peace, DJ Screw. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Got to put DJ Screw.
You got DJ Screw Junior over here.
Screw Junior.
You know what I mean?
Holding it down. You know what I mean?
Right. Can't forget Pimp C. Rest in peace. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Texas.
Right.
So what part of Texas are you from?
So I was actually born in Bel-Air.
Bel-Air.
Astoria, yeah. Bel-Air, okay. Astoria.
Now, do they play football out that way?
Oh, you already know.
Okay, I know Texas big on that football.
You already know. You already
stuff.
Know.
Everybody cornbread.
That's what I'm about to say. We think Atlanta's soul food. They got soul food there, too, for you.
Are you a big fan of New York hip-hop?
Definitely. Definitely. I actually lived in New York, you know what I mean? As soon as I was born from Houston, Texas, I moved straight to Brooklyn, New York. You know what I mean? My parents, they are Nigerian, so we were moving just back and forth. So,
shout out your neighborhood, East New York.
Brooklyn, East 46th Street, Flatlands. You know what I mean?
And shout out your Nigerian.
Brooklyn Massive.
And Nigerian roots, you know? So moved from Brooklyn in 1998, a young boy. I was 12 years old. So from there, I've been in the ATL since 1998. So I just had that culture, man, from Texas to New York to Atlanta.
Now, we always talk about legacy and stuff in on the radio. Are your parents from here, or are you the first one from here?
That's correct. First generation American.
So you like the Kamala Harris of your family and shit.
So to speak.
Yeah, that be like, drop people don't be understanding when people be dreaming about coming to America, they be imagining providing a future for their children. You know what I mean? I don't think a lot of people really understand that. So when the kids can be able to turn into successful individuals on their own, that's like, shit, I would think tenfold, 100%. You know what I'm saying? My boy Tunde, he, what's his sister name? He's from Nigeria
Sean
as well.
Adagun.
Okay.
Sean Adagun is the first Nigerian bobsledder.
That's what's up.
Yeah, her team. She was on the first Nigerian bobsled team, and she is, like, ranked in track. She is a track Olympian.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Cats be coming up here.
Man, doing big things.
We can't undermine the foreign influence in hip-hop. You know, from Busta Rhymes, you said, got Jamaican roots. You know, Biggie Smalls was – I was watching a documentary with Wifey. They were talking about how he was going back to Jamaica and learning stuff from his uncles, or he was learning about rapping.
Now, do you know anything about Tribe Called Quest? I know that Fife was not from America. Was Q-Tip, is he from America? Can we get a fact check? Was his parents? Is he first?
Fife Dog. Yeah, Fife Dog was, his family was from somewhere else as well.
Yeah, because I was thinking about Q-Tip.
Yeah.
I feel like Q-Tip is also from the islands. Is that true? You ever heard that?
I'm not sure, but I definitely messed with a Tribe Called Quest. You know what I mean? They way before their time.
But I got Today in Hip Hop that tie into on my Instagram at BDD Dollars. It's something I put on my Instagram today in Hip Hop.
Caribbean Island. His father's from
Caribbean.
Yep, so
both of them, and actually it ties perfectly to my Today in History fact. I want to drop a bomb for you. That history fact today. Today in History, the soundtrack for the movie Friday was released.
Oh, I still listen to that, by the way.
Yes.
We was listening to... What's that song that Bernie Mac come out the car in?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Zap Rogers.
Ooh. Computer Love is my shit, bro. I used to love that growing up.
Yeah.
You ever put any auto-tune on you? Like, being from the up top? I mean.
I have not, man. You know.
Put the tone on there, man.
Mess with the auto-tunes, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, me being Nigerian, I was always good with the ad-lib, so.
Okay.
You know, y'all are some melodic people, you know what I'm saying?
The culture, man.
Yeah.
Also, Today in History, A Tribe Called Quest, People's Instinctive Travels and Paths of Rhyme dropped.
What's that?
That's a LP.
Was that the first one?
That is a fourth album.
Okay, I'm saying that got to be at the Midnight Marauder.
Yes, sir. That's the fourth album for A Tribe Called Quest.
Man, they was rolling.
They was, hell yeah, that was when they picked up Consequence.
You can't put a test on how hard they was rolling in the 90s, you know what I mean? My favorite Tribe Called Quest album is Midnight Marauder. I still listen to that Friday, Get Paid, Fool, because it's Friday. Oh, yeah, Throw Your Neighborhood in the Air. I literally listen to that every Friday, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's my Friday song.
Yeah, you got to get back to that old school, you know what I mean? That's like the golden age of what I call it, like the era where I grew up in.
What's your favorite scene from Friday?
Favorite scene from Friday? Man, so many good ones.
Or the one that stick out to you the most?
Get up, Craig. Get up, Craig. You know what I mean? You're going to fall down, but get on up.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's the motivation right there. Right. Like, and even Pops, when he took the gun from him, and he was like, you win some, but and you lose some, but you live. You live to fight another day.
Friday, April 11, 1995.
I was sneaking to watch that movie.
And
it's a message, you know what I mean?
Instinct, and the album's called, A Tribe Called Quest released their debut album, People's Instinct Travels in the Past Over Them, April 10th, 1990.
Oh, that was their debut album. Mm. Okay. Yeah, see?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean,
you ever been in the group?
Man, when I was first coming up, you know what I mean? I had a group I was in, it's called Desperados. Oh. You know what I mean? But yeah, it was just like first getting into the rap game. So, of course, you don't know nothing about the business. You know what I mean? You just trying to do something with your crew, you know, trying to make something
happen. That's a hard name, though, Desperados.
Desperado, you like that?
Yeah.
appreciate it. I see you got the drip, the fashion. You always, like, were you guys always, like, the fashionable guys? Like, what did the Desperado crew look like back in the day?
Now, what year is it?
Paint a picture for the listeners out there. Year is, and let's start with the shoes.
Man, the
shoes. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
2003, 2004.
Okay.
I'm Air Force One.
Ooh, yeah, if you was in trouble.
Definitely.
Was they black or was they white? Or was it both?
You know, I'm going to do the all white.
Okay. Got the G-Fazos on.
Mid-top.
Give me the strap. I thought you had the all black.
Give me the strap on.
This is also around the time Two Pair by Nelly is roaming. I'm getting my first pair of LeBron's, his rookie shoe. That was the shoe I was getting at, the ones that looked like hummus.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had the Michael Jordan 8s. The Reds that with the Bugs Bunnies. You know I'm talking about, the ones with the crossover over top of them?
Yeah.
The white with the gray at the top with the red.
I had the Jordan 1s too, the black and blue ones.
Oh, yeah.
Those some head turners right there.
Man, it's been crazy.
In 03, I was wearing heels, guys.
I'm
mad at that.
So you been had a bad back.
Talk about bad backs. I've been outstanding on tables all weekend.
Oh.
That's what it's felt. I've just been out the VIP in it with Vish K. He's out there, he just performed.
Man, my bro, I appreciate this man. He was like in the front row when I was performing, like getting jiggy to it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I that's the type of vibes I mess with. You know what I mean? So if it ain't organic.
Oh, like organic G.
Yes, sir.
I ain't mad at you.
Rub it off.
But like I just felt the organic. I ain't messing with it. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
That's why I felt comfortable. I'm like, let's do it, Diddy. Let's make it happen.
You listen to Larry Jones?
Larry Jones. Nah, put me on game. What's
you should that? Get into some Larry Jones. You like organic. Actually, he an indie artist. We could play some Larry Jones. Big on the West Coast. But you kind of put me in that same type of vibe. Like, you got a laid back, you know, vibe. He a laid back music for the players only type of vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Let's chill. Let's get into the wonderful
when you need to only.
Exactly.
Let's get into wonderful feeling. Let's get into wonderful feeling.
It's wonderful feeling.
Give us a and when we come back, I want to talk about the Ugly Money birthday party. That was pretty dope.
Uh-huh. I want to come back. Talk about North Carolina.
Come back. We ain't even cracked North Carolina.
And we got a big announcement about this next tour date that's coming.
So stay tuned for the big announcement. And we still got Vish K's top five.
Go ahead and introduce this record. This is record coming up. Go ahead and introduce this for us.
Give us a world premiere. Give us a world premiere.
Hey, world, what's going on? It's Vish K. I'm in the house with Highly Unique Radio. This my new single, Wonderful Feeling. Forget all the bad shit. Have a wonderful feeling. Let go.
Fucking up the chick and taking niggas' bitches. This team rock, you bastard.
Inside the glowing loud is a feeling. Fly right now is a feeling. Fly. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful feeling, wonderful feeling. Wonderful. Giving her loving is a feeling. Business doing good is a feeling. Bought a new strap is a feeling. All my ops gone is a feeling. Wonderful feeling, wonderful, wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling, wonderful, wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling, wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling,
wonderful.
Everything biggie, nothing go mini. Rev up the guinea. I pull up real fast, just like a genie. Her pussy gets squeegees. I'm wanting all green, just like Luigi. A king like my BB. I pull up real drippy, I smoke like a hippie. Pull up with the bag. I remember it was bad. We stuck to solutions until this shit worked. Not feeling this glad. Was moving the legal, not pushing the legal.
Hold on, hold on. Running back on digging out when you did.
It's Heartland Hip Hop. We got all the cuts.
Sonic boom.
Float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
Today I just felt like I just felt so good.
Pull it out the lot is a feeling. Cash out right now is a feeling. And Sonic blowing loud is a feeling. Fly right now is a feeling. Fly. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling, wonderful feeling, wonderful, wonderful feeling, wonderful feeling, wonderful feeling, wonderful. Giving her loving is a feeling. Business doing good is a feeling. Bought a new strap is a feeling. All my ops gone is a feeling. Feeling, wonderful, wonderful feeling, wonderful feeling, wonderful, wonderful feeling, wonderful feeling, wonderful feeling, wonderful feeling,
wonderful.
Everything biggie, nothing go mini. Rev up the guinea. Put up real fast, just like a genie. Her pussy gets squeegee. I'm wanting all green, just like Luigi. A king like my BB. I put up real drippy, I smoke like a hippie. Drippy, pull up with the bag. Show me the work, and that's how we work. I remember it was bad. We stuck to solutions until this shit worked. Not feeling this glad. Was moving illegal, not pushing illegal. Dry paper tag. You trying to jack, I'm busting your ass. Pull it out the lot, it's a feeling. Cash out right now, it's a feeling. Inside it blowing loud, it's a feeling. Fly right now, it's a feeling. Fly. Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful,
wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful.
Giving her loving is a feeling. Business doing good is a feeling. Bought a new strap, it's a feeling. All my ops gone is a feeling. Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful,
wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful,
wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful feeling.
Feeling is real. When after a meal, it's such a trill. Don't make me kill. I came from the bottom, I know how you feel. I kept my mouth sealed and waited my turn. Now it's time to earn. A lot of shit learned. Like playing with water, you still can get burned. I got this shit turned. She loving the feeling, you know I'm positioned in. I fired the perk. The highest of grades, you know I ain't hiding it. I was going in hard. They started to notice and then they start spying it. My music be hard. They say that they love it, they say that they feeling it.
Like
pull it out the lot, it's a feeling. Cash out right now, it's a feeling. Inside it blowing loud, it's a feeling. Fly right now, it's a feeling.
Fly.
Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful,
wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful,
wonderful feeling.
Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful.
Giving her loving is a feeling. Business doing good is a feeling. Bought a new strap, it's a feeling. All my ops gone is a feeling. Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful,
wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful,
wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling,
wonderful feeling.
Come by everybody back to Heartland Radio. Heartland Radio. Bish K.
Yes, that was the one I was feeling. Like, I definitely was able to rock and just vibe out. It definitely put me in a place of, like, I want to be on my couch either eating or chilling, or if it come on in a party, I want to be able to get my little boo thing right here and just sweat.
Dope. So,
it was good.
Dope. It gave me beach vibes, you know what I mean? Put me on the mindset of a beach, me kicked up maybe on the beach somewhere in Jamaica or on the Gulf of Thailand, you know what I'm saying? My feet in the air just with a little mojito or something like that. Right. Just, you know, or a coconut drink, just kind of just coasted off. You know, who made that beat?
You know, B. Diddy was a mojito.
KO. Shout out KO.
Shout out to KO.
Well, wait, come here. What was mojito that? What music. Was that sample in the back there?
That's Cuzzo right there.
Yeah, he played the keys, bro.
Okay,
young Jay Tiggy.
Got people listening, they like wonderful feeling. Hey, they feeling it.
Hey, we got people tuned in. Good. Oh man, it might be time for a real nigga roll.
Yeah, that's a lit record.
Real nigga roll. Shout out to my cousin.
Let's get it.
By name.
Let's see. I'm going to go to my.
Oh, shit. Right now we got Decatur, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Country Club Hill, Illinois, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Detroit, Michigan, Philadelphia, PA, New York, and the whole United States right there.
New York
and that's
is
just
listening.
Let's go.
Shout out to all the real niggas out there everywhere. We've been going strong. We deep 118,000 deep on Instagram last 30 days.
Ooh. All right, hold on. Let's do the check.
Let's go. We got checking in countries, Canada, Cameroon, India, Nigeria still holding strong, and United States of America. With Baton Rouge coming fifth, New York City coming fourth, Columbus, Ohio, still representing, holding down for the short north. What up, though? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they're coming in third. Grand City, Cal City, coming in second. And A-Town, the city too busy to hate, number one in my analytics. And I mean, real nigga roll call. Hit me up at DDD Dollars.
Get in with him, man.
Hashtag real nigga roll call in my DMs. I'm cool with that. Yeah. I'm not sure if I want that on my timeline, but you know what I'm saying? but I would definitely shout y'all. You hit me a hashtag real nigga roll call. You getting on it. Shout out to everybody that's been posting. The Hot or Not's been going crazy. I can go over them, but that's another day. I got man. Bish K in here.
I see the
Hot. Got me feeling good.
Vish K, man, what? Okay,
the record.
So.
You was asking what song, who produced it? Yeah, I got that.
Did you record
it?
What's his name? Who produced it?
K.O. He's my cousin, Ashley, family blood.
Nice.
You know what I mean? And it's funny because my original rap name when we were talking about Desperado earlier was K.O.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So y'all getting me now with the organic?
Yeah.
Right. Something for you. That's
it's only right. You know what I mean? So, blessing. But he's in the house, too.
Now, did you record that in New York?
No. Everything was in Atlanta, man.
Okay.
I've been in Atlanta since 2008.
Oh, man. B. Diddy accused somebody of being in the Illuminati.
Your name is
K.O. 1998.
You are an Illuminati sounder. Would you say anybody here how long, bro? Would you say? I'm sorry.
Over 20 years.
Okay.
I moved to Georgia when I was 12 years old in 1998.
Okay.
Falcons
was in the Super Bowl that year.
Ooh,
it's all right. He had a little bit. He wanted to cry a little bit. That laugh.
All I can think about was us losing to the Saints recently.
I'm a Falcons fan, man. Even though they
give me a heart
attack
right?
almost every year.
Yeah.
I'm still riding for them.
All right. I like they tailgating. The tailgating is the bomb.
Yeah. Tailgating is the bomb. Body classes this weekend, which is a great.
Ooh, don't bring that up.
Which is great because also, Eddie George is coaching the Tennessee State Tigers, and it hurts my heart. I saw this morning, and I kicked my feet like I had a timber tantrum for a second. I saw Eddie George was going to Tennessee State.
Yeah.
I really had a timber tantrum for 4 seconds.
Everybody,
I had to get it out. I had to get it out, bro. I was hurt.
I'm going to shout out my school
because
Tennessee State University is just, I mean, we've already had so many other legends come and grace our stage.
John Lucius Green,
Oprah Winfrey, Wilma Rudolph, which I stayed in her dorm. Who else? Covington. Now we have the Miller son coming in there. Now
Masterpiece
George son coming there. I mean, can we?
Tennessee State about to be turned up. Eddie George and Millers.
We got a double president. Our president of Tennessee State University is also the president of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. So she is it. Okay, baby. Period.
She's a minority coach.
They get everything done.
I mean, when you follow me, baby. You hear Sonic Boom. Come on. You
got
to too.
I go to Southern. We don't get everything. Like, I feel like we just got Chick-fil-A. I feel like they, like, this is what we doing at Southern.
Yeah, all we got is football at all. We holding on by a good pass.
I'm like, this is real life stories. I remember going to Southern. We had an incense man. The incense man used to walk around with cold drinks, incense, and sandwiches and foil. And he may have, like, got some Domino's pizzas. And he just be walking around with that cooler to every dorm room. He had the cigars for the illegal. I'm retired. You know what's up. Tobacco is illegal, right, even more illegal right now.
Now, speaking of putting currency on top of stuff, that slides us right into our topic about Usher in Vegas giving out Usher bills.
Yes.
Yeah.
He said,
Yeah.
You can't redeem it for anything, but I bet you if you take it back to the hotel, you can get something for it.
Bitch K, what you feel about that subject? Because I got an opinion, too.
Man, I ain't even hear about it. Y'all putting me on the tune with this one, but I mean, shout out to Usher.
Well, Las Vegas Residency said that they are...
land on the map as far as R&B.
Oh, yeah.
So, shout out to that. I wouldn't mind featuring him on one of the female tracks.
Well, I want to make sure we man, I'm looking at the time, bro. Like, we wanted to make sure that we cover everything with you real quick because I feel like I got some more things to cover with. Yeah, what else we want to come back? Well, you said that you had come back from the break. What was you talking about earlier, Bishop City?
We got a special announcement.
Let's talk about it.
Yes.
Let's go ahead because everybody's listening right now.
You think they're ready?
This is about the time. It's 34 minutes
in. It's too early. You got to let the people sit on the edge they see, B. Diddy. Come on now.
No, I need to see some comments.
Come on, I got some water over here. You thirsty?
Yeah, we need some comments. Look, Gina don't believe me. Miss Organic wants some organic marketing on top of this. Yes. So we need to organically see y'all hit us some messages right now to let y'all know y'all listening. Y'all want to hear this announcement. And I bet you I can get the announcement going as soon as we get those messages in.
Exactly.
Who's your favorite rapper from New York?
That's a tough question, you know what I mean? But I would have to go with Biggie. B.I.G. Rest in peace.
Is Biggie a top five rapper from New York?
No question.
No question. Who are your top five? Bishop City, I want to ask you that question.
From where, New York?
Yes, Biggie, a top five rapper from New York.
Definitely. Now, I don't even got to think about it.
Okay.
Just that quick.
Okay, it's hard when you threw Biggie at me.
It's not even close.
It's not even.
You're definitely top five.
Turn me down. Hey, Katie, turn my mic down just a little bit.
A lot of people don't know hip-hop was actually,
started
in New York, in Bronx, to be a fact, so.
That's what people don't know.
That's what a lot of people don't know.
I mean, you know, got Dougie Fresh.
Atlanta got the crown now. We can't front, but we got to give props. That's where, hip-hop was created.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. When it comes to New York putting on, it's not even a question. I mean, it ain't nothing without Nas, Rakim, again, KRS-One, Busy B, Roxanne Shanté, Salt and Pepper, Kid and Play. I mean, the list goes on. There's a lot of people that paved the way. Russell Simmons,
It's so hard to pick a top five from New York.
On DMC,
but I thought it would be hard to pick a top five until you said
for me, LL Cool J is in the top five. You know what I mean? There's no way that you can really do that without it. Is there any artist?
It's crazy you say that because he's my fifth.
I mean, people sleep on this, but you can't really overlook how big this person was without social media influence.
Yeah,
and where he took it, too.
I was just about to say, he's still on TV. Like, people are not watching him that's our age, but he on NCIS.
Jay-Z. Jay-Z, yeah. That's three right there.
That's three for me.
That's four right there.
Nas is a...
Rakim.
A placeholder, but not...
No, I'm an 86 baby, so I didn't really listen to Rakim too much. I've heard of him, it's some
50 Cent.
He
gets that fifth spot for me.
Yeah, 50 Cent will get that spot for me.
Especially after seeing what it all turned into now, it ain't even no way to argue with.
Bish K, so that's your deciding vote. Is 50 Cent in your top five?
Hear me out. My list is 1 Biggie, 2 Jay-Z, 3 Nas, 4 Rest in Peace, DMX, 5 LL Cool J.
That's a solid five. Ooh. I'm a round of applause.
We landed that.
It was tough. But you put me on the spot. I had to come through.
You landed that. I appreciate it. We're gonna come back. We're gonna play some more indie music. Let's get back into Wonderful Feeling. We're gonna play it straight through on Heartland Radio.
Let's go.
Today I just felt like, I just felt so good. Pull it out the lot, it's a feeling. Cash out right now, it's a feeling. Inside it blowing loud, it's a feeling. Fly right now, it's a feeling. Fly. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful. Giving her loving is a feeling. Business doing good is a feeling. Bought a new strap, it's a feeling. All my ops gone, it's a feeling. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful.
wonderful feeling, wonderful feeling, wonderful, wonderful feeling, wonderful feeling, wonderful feeling, wonderful feeling,
wonderful.
Everything biggie, nothing go mini. Rev up the guinea, I pull up real fast, just like a genie. Her pussy gets squeegees, I'm wanting all green, just like Luigi. A king like my Bibi, I pull up real drippy, I smoke like a hippie. Pull up with the bag, you show me the work, and that's how we work. I remember it was bad, we stuck to solutions until this shit worked. Not feeling this glad, was moving illegal, not pushing it legal. We drop paper tags, you trying to jack, I'm busting your ass. Pull it out the lot, it's a feeling. Cash out right now, it's a feeling. Inside it glowing loud, it's a feeling. Fly right now, it's a feeling.
Fly.
Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful,
wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful,
wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful.
Giving her loving is a feeling. Business doing good is a feeling. Bought a new strap, it's a feeling. All my ops gone is a feeling. Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful,
wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful,
wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling. Feeling is real.
Real.
When after a meal, it's such a trill. Don't make me kill.
Don't.
I came from the bottom, I know how you feel. I kept my mouth sealed and waited my turn. Now it's time to earn. A lot of shit learned.
Learn.
Like playing with water, you still can get burnt. I got this shit turned. She loving the feeling, you know I'm positioned in. I fired the perp. The highest of grades, you know I ain't hiding it. I was going in hard. They started to notice and then they start spying it. My music be hard. They say that they love it, they say that they feeling it. Pull it out the lot, it's a feeling. Catch out right now, it's a feeling. Inside I'm blowing out, it's a feeling. Fly right now, it's a feeling.
Fly.
Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful,
wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful,
wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful.
I'm in love,
yeah.
Busting the bag, securing it, but I need more because that is not enough. If he got a chain, then you know he gang. That's how you know that he won the buck. We go against the grain, but stay on our lane. We stay on our grind, we ain't giving up. These niggas is hating, they envy up. Cause we made us a plan and we ran it up. I'm clutching the bag, securing it, but I need more because that is not enough. If he got a chain, then you know he gang. That's how you know that he won the buck. We go against the grain, but stay on our lane. We stay on our grind, we ain't giving up. Them niggas is hating, they envy up. Cause we made us a plan and we ran it up. We the new leaders, now who gonna beat us? My niggas got striped like Adidas, I know that you see us, your crew wanna be us. But you ain't right when I was pushing that Kia. She ain't have time for me then, now I ain't got time for her neither. When times was hard, my bro caught a charge. But I caught him MJ cause he beat it. You say you got stripes? Well, let me see him. Go check your beat cause she all in my DM. We be out grinding from AM to PM. BVS diamonds, they shine and you see him. How you got money but still drinking Stevens? OJ locked up and I'm hoping they free him. Pray for my bro cause he just lost his DM. And it's been a few days since I seen him. Ain't worry about shining, we worry about grinding. That AP don't tick cause it's timeless. Ain't worry about hoes cause most of them broke. If they asking for money, they childish. If you come in my lane, you better be James cause all of my niggas be filing. All of my niggas be wildin'. If you can't stay in that ring, throw the towel in. I'm clutching the bag, securing it, but I need more because that is not enough. If he got a chain, then you know he gang. That's how you know that he won the buck. We go against the grain, but stay on our lane. We stay on our grind, we ain't giving up. These niggas is hating, they envy up. So we made us a plan and we ran it up. I'm clutching the bag, securing it, but I need more because that is not enough. If he got a chain, then you know he gang. That's how you know that he won the buck. We go against the grain, but stay on our lane. We stay on our grind, we ain't giving up. Them niggas is hating, they envy up. So we made us a plan and we ran it up.
My niggas be trying to tell me to leave it alone, but I still brought it up. One bitch couldn't make my dick hard, so I had to move on, and the other one got it up. These niggas be looking hella tired, like they smoke a lot of blunts. Fucking with Kuno, man, through my day, you know, and you know we all got our pockets up. If money talks for you, then I cannot hear you. Like you got a lot of what? I got the juice, I'm ballin' like swoosh. Like I'm slingin' that Jamba, what? It's death before dishonor, I promise you're killing yourself before you dishonor us. My bitch has been pissing me off, so I might take off and go find one with a rounder butt. I had a bitch leave me, but keep coming back. Cause these niggas are not enough. Show me everything you got, I can never be impressed. Cause you ain't got enough. My conversation is dope. If you wanna chop it up, you must be smoking that crack. Might as well get a good bag of coke and just rock it up.
I'm clutching the bag, securing it, but I need more because that is not enough. If he got a chain, then you know he gang. That's how you know that he won the buck. We go against the grain, but stay on our lane. We stay on our
grind. They can talk like a home, son. Like they want me to throw them, son. But they not like y'all.
Securing it, but I need more because that is not enough. If he got a chain, then you know he gang. That's how you know that he won the buck. We go against the grain, but stay in our lane. We stay on our grind, we ain't giving up. Them niggas is hating, they envy up. So we made us a plan.
Number one, I got grind on it.
Roll up this and then burn some. Take advice, you can learn from it. Get a paper right, earn some. Niggas talk like I own some. Like they want me to throw them some. But ain't not like your own money. It ain't not like your own money. No little boy, I got grown, honey. Roll up this and then burn some. Take advice, you can learn from it. Get a paper right, earn some. Niggas talk like I own some. Like they want me to throw them some. But ain't not like your own money. It ain't nothing like your own money. Bitch, I'm the man. I started with friends, some pots and some pans that made me a beast. Now I'm the man. I can work on my hands to follow the plan, made it out of the streets. They after my soul. My knowledge is gold. I show what I know. I can teach you to eat. The streets are so cold. You go down that road. I'm trying to let you know that they playing for keeps. The man with a plan. I'm about to expand. I'm going OT. I be gone for a week. Came back with some bands. Some drip in my hands. Some drip in the bag. The boys unique. That ain't enough. And I got some stuff that fell off the trucks. Just added for kicks. What's on my mind? It's always the grind. I got an addiction as bad as it gets. Good reputation. The fiends all be waiting for me to come back. There's no cut on my shit. Call me Paul Rico. I'm with the outfit. I'm going Capone. I'm a plan.
How you expect me to make it out when everybody wanna take me out? They don't wanna see me winning. Hate the fact that I'm getting. How you expect me to make it out when everybody wanna take me out? They don't wanna see me winning. Hate the fact that I'm getting. I got my back against the wall, try and get it up. I'm trying to take care of my family, don't get yourself involved. I lay it down for my kin and better take a charge. They try and take me out, well, I'ma set it off. Just like Queen Latifah, I'm down to go to war. This ain't no time enjoying race, I'm a big dog. I'm trying to make it out my city, gotta take off. This my last resort, I gotta stay strong. I gotta pay for it, no Kawhi Leonard, but I'ma get back to boy.
Oh Lord, right in motherfucker back, I'm digging that one you did.
Float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
How you expect me to make it out when everybody wanna take me out? They don't wanna see me winning. Hate the fact that I'm getting. How you expect me to make it out when everybody wanna take me out? They don't wanna see me winning. Hate the fact that I'm getting. I got my back against the wall, try and get it up. I'm trying to take care of my family, don't get yourself involved. I lay it down for my kin and better take a charge. They try and take me out, well, I'ma set it off. Just like Queen Latifah, I'm down to go to war. This ain't no time enjoying race, I'm a big dog. I'm trying to make it out my city, gotta take off. This my last resort. Gotta pay for it. No Kawhi Leonard, but I'ma get back to boys. I lost a plane, made it flip, I'm trying to get indoors. Just like Nike, I just do it, gotta do it more. Just like Nike, I just do it, gotta do it. How you expect me to make it out when everybody wanna take me out? They don't wanna see me winning. Hate the fact that I'm getting. How you expect me to make it out when everybody wanna take me out? They don't wanna see me winning. Hate the fact that I'm getting.
I wanna make a way out the trenches. And any way I do it, yeah, that's my own business. And fuck any hater and how they feel. They wanna talk shit about you even though if it ain't real. Can't please everybody, can't trust everyone. Yeah, it's a true threat, we ain't all getting out the hood. But I'ma be on top, I'm only speaking facts. You don't like what I'm saying, sit your ass in the back. Blue skies in my horizon. Private jets is what I'm flying in. Big nights in my pockets. By my mom, everything she wanted.
How you expect me to make it out when everybody wanna take me out? They don't wanna see me winning. Hate the fact that I'm getting. How you expect me to make it out when everybody wanna take me out? They don't wanna see me winning. Hate the fact that I'm getting.
Turn the mics on. I'd like to welcome everybody back to another episode of Heartland Radio with your man B. Diddy, a.k.a. the Steel Torpedo. I got Bishop City and Gina.
Yeah.
Organically G. And the most objective voice on the radio, the people's champ.
Oh, man, you know, and they called me Bishop that because City. MLB thought they was leaving Atlanta. But what happened was we ended up chasing their ass back down because we going to get that $100 million y'all stole from us. So we chased them down to Denver, yeah. And now we going to get that money and bring it back to Atlanta.
Okay. Bishop City, a pillar of the stand-up.
I'm talking about going All-Star Weekend, MLB, Heartland Boom Festival. Oh, no, you hearing it again. MLB All-Star Weekend, Heartland Boom Festival in Denver, Colorado at Herman Hideaways or Hideaway Herman or something like that. But we going down Denver, Colorado, and that will be July 10th. Okay.
Yes. It's going down.
You're hearing it now.
You're hearing it this first.
This is an exclusive. We're going to Denver.
If you thought North Carolina, if you thought Anniston, if you thought the radio bombs. Station was it, baby. Meet us in Colorado.
This
meet us
is in Colorado. The home run. This
what's the name of the venue again, Bishop City?
Herman's Hideaway. You know what I mean? And we're going to be partnering with the Session HD, who toured the whole country doing freestyle battles until they got their winner. So we're going to have, because we're giving it, and it's going to be the first time we get our full festival flex.
Don't they have a high definition video of Vusa spinning some bars to a Red Sparks beat?
Yes, that is true.
So did we put together, that's like.
This is family.
This is family this that we're
family.
Taking.
This is family. This is our we're Colorado
together.
Family.
We need to bring all the producers
Big
out.
Big Dirk in the back linked it all together. Made it all make
bosses,
sense.
We like Big Dirk in the building.
And we out here.
Feel the vibe.
Like Denver, too, being one of the, first states to legalize weed.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it was. Dang. Yes, it was. We're going to go and
we're going to have a Denver episode, for sure. How we had a Raleigh episode, I'm going to do another Denver episode. Yeah. Organically, G, you're saying what?
I was saying that they think that a certain situation that they busted up was something. Wait till Heartland Boom Fest go down there.
Yeah.
We about to have terror that.
See, this will be the first time, because all of the other venues are kind of like, because we out of the state and in the south, they're like, no, we can't smoke in here. It's not like Atlanta. So this will be the first time we can smoke comfortably, and we're going to have weed dispenser vendors there. So, I mean, this is going to be a real experience.
It's going to be a festival.
Be a home run.
More announcements to come. I got, because I just came back from there before Corona. For everybody listening out there, B-Diddy was out in Colorado before Corona scouting. Mm. I didn't know what I was scouting for, but it turns out it was just for this moment.
Oh!
It was going down. I got plugged in Colorado.
Y'all should see Bishop Fee. He got the happy feet going on.
Heartland Boom.
Come on now. We got special announcements. We're going to have a whole Denver episode. I'm going to talk about what they got to do for entertainment, food.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about anything and everything cultural with Denver. It's going to be for the culture.
Come on.
Come on, man. It's going down. Shout out to Denver. Little known fact about Denver, Colorado. Let me share something right now. Denver has one of the largest airports in the world.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, it has one of the largest airports in the world. It's very strange design building. They have, like, for example, they have, like, an indoor garden. You go inside of the building. And you land, and all you can see is mountains and mountains for miles and miles and miles.
I cannot wait. I am so excited.
Like 20 miles out, and you just see these. It looks like you dropped inside of a crater.
So my question is, in Denver, because the sky is so thin, the atmosphere is so thin out there, do you get higher?
Oh, that's probably so, because the altitude.
I
feel the opposite effect. I feel like I just was out there. Maybe because I have my mind, I was ready to go. I really couldn't tell, but I feel like I was out there on a mission.
Vishke, you been to Denver?
You was ready to smoke some of them strains. That's what that was.
I've been exercising. I did my work. I did my homework.
You been to Denver before, Vish?
Man, I haven't.
No?
I haven't.
Well, we got to get you. We got to get you there.
That's going to be right. Yeah.
So, Vish, SonicBoomMusicGroup.com/Heartland Radio. You can go ahead. You can get your slots. You can get plugged in. You can get dates. We can get you a flyer.
Mm-hmm.
We can get your
advertisement. Everything.
I'm already here.
And we can consult. We also offer consultations of artists too. B Diddy will pull up on you, right? Oh. Mm-hmm. So a part of my service, I pull up on you. We'll get you. I've worked on artists going to different cities in the country right now. We plugging them in with a lot of different stuff. That's why I was at earlier today.
I'll
tell y'all about that.
Let Vish go ahead and give him his artist spotlight before he get on up out of here. Yes. Give him that artist spotlight that we call it the Heartland Radio Spotlight. Go ahead, let people know where they can get you at and what your next project is.
Yo, world, best way to reach me is my email, vishkmusic@gmail.com. That's vishmusic@gmail.com. Vishk, vishkmusic@gmail.com. All bookings, all info on that, you can get at me on that. Wonderful Feeling, which we just played today.
Come on.
Got the video coming. Give me about 2 weeks. 2 weeks or less, we got that video coming to y'all. Got Up and Coming. That's going to be the next single. Gonna shoot a video for that.
Okay.
And we torn. You hear what they talking about with Denver?
Hey.
I'm
there.
I'm locked in.
Come on.
So I'm coming to a city near y'all. So remember what the song said. Wonderful feeling, y'all. I know we're going through a lot, you know. We see the little mess going on in Minnesota. But we're going to get through it. We've been getting through it. It's going to be a wonderful feeling, all right? Love y'all.
We got real cats in here, real musicians, real interviews going on right now because we do it 100% for the indie artists out here, putting on for them. You know, these other radio stations, they only going to play, you know, Youngboy and all of them for 24/7 all day, and they ain't going to give you the plays. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't nothing wrong with them. We ain't knocking Youngboy, but we making sure that all of the indie artists out here that really got that heat get that exposure because there's some artists out here that's coming with it, like my boy Vishk. B. Diddy, go ahead and talk to him.
Thank you for coming through, Vish Cave. We're going to flick it up with
you. Thank y'all. All love.
You shared everything with us. We appreciate everybody. Go ahead, tap into his comments. If you want to hear more Vish K on Heartland Radio, hit me in my comments. B Diddy, bring that back. And at Vish K. So B Diddy, bring that back.
Do we got a music review coming up? What's going on?
We just did the music review for Six Marie. We're gonna bring back Six Marie.
Let's do that that Fire Doll.
That Fire Doll?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into some Fire Doll. It's Heartland Radio. Let's
get
it. Time to get it. Oh, hey, we're gonna get Trig Hardaway, then we're gonna do Fire Doll first.
Oh, okay. So let's go on to Trig Hardaway who killed it at the North Carolina stop.
Man.
He did the Alabama and the North Carolina stop with us now that I think about it. So he's been traveling the South with us. And he killed it, man. He brought his fan base out there, and they went crazy. Shout out to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, listening Country Club, Hills, Illinois, Detroit, Michigan, Atlanta, Georgia, United States. Get it.
I also got Sundress Season 2.
Oh!
I got that coming
Come on,
up.
Let's get that Sundress Season. Fireball.
I'm at a 40 go boom boom boom, yeah. I'm at 9 go boom boom boom, yeah. I cut that bitch back and it go boom boom, yeah. I bet I cock it back and it clear out, boom, yeah. I cut that 40 back and it go boom boom, yeah. I cut that 9 back and it go boom boom, yeah. I bet when I cock it back, I bet I clear out the room, yeah. I bet I cock it back and then that bitch go boom boom. Nah. You know the saying goes, you snooze, you lose. I've been heating up lately, these niggas hoping I keep my cool. Like my fist is bruised. No, I ain't pulling up unless he swallow my family jewels. No captain. Your fuck nigga can't come around my nigga. You don't get no damn dappies. If your plug and you went up on the price, my nigga be taxing. Nigga, you a fuck nigga. You a new face. Fuck, you be taxing. Then I see no slick moves or no hesitation. Or we gon' blast him. Get him. Yeah. I said get him. On game, nigga. I don't know what the fuck these niggas thought. You better see your motherfucking lane, nigga. On game, nigga. Make a nigga go by Sarinara. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Hardaway. Hardaway.
Tree.
TSO. Yeah.
King Kong of the month.
Yeah.
Jungle nigga.
Yeah. I make an example out of nigga, make you a demonstration.
Demonstration.
But as long as I ain't had nobody support, I don't need your participation.
Fuck.
Your pocket rocket make a nigga rock it off when I'm dying from the anticipation.
I wet a nigga up. Yeah, there's some temptation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm at a 40 go boom, boom, boom,
boom.
Yeah.
I'm at a 9 go boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
I got that bitch back and it go boom, boom.
Yeah.
Back in it clear out, boom,
yeah.
I caught that 40 back in it go boom, boom, yeah.
Boom.
I caught that 9 back in it go boom, boom, yeah.
Boom.
I bet when I cock it back, I bet I clear out the whole room.
Yeah.
I bet I cock it back in and then that bitch go boom, boom.
Yeah.
You know this
saying go, you snooze, you lose. I've been heating up lately, these niggas hoping I keep my cool. I don't need a strap, I beat them drunk like my fist is booze. You know I ain't pulling up unless he swallow my family jewels. No captain, you a fuck nigga, can't come around my nigga, you don't get no damn dappin'. Yeah. If you're plugging, you went up on the price, my nigga, we jacking it. Yeah. Nigga, you a fuck nigga, you a new face, fuck it, we taxing it. And I see no slick moves with no hesitation, or we gon' blast it.
Get him!
Yeah, I said get him! On gang, nigga. I don't know what the fuck these niggas thought. You better send your motherfucking lane, nigga. On gang, nigga. Make a nigga go by Sabanara. Yeah. Tell a nigga with them water smoke, my nigga with all the problems. Yeah. I got that 30 clip hanging out my damn joggers. Yeah. Off with his top faster than an alcoholic with a liquor bottle. Spin a bend in master throttle. Oh. Put him up elevation. I'm the same nigga. I don't give no fucks about the situation. I don't fuck with none of you niggas. We ain't on no first name basis.
I
ain't
equal with none of you people, my nigga.
At the bottom of the sea, have them flow with trust station.
I made a 30 go, boom, boom, boom. Yeah,
yeah.
I made a 9 go, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, boom. I count that bitch back and it go, boom, boom, yeah. I bet I cock it back and it clear out, boom, yeah. I count that 40 back and it go, boom, boom, yeah. I count that 9 back and it go, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, I love you, K. 2020, we taking all this shit, dog.
Mo, that's the one.
Let's go. Have you ever lost a soldier? Have you ever lost a soldier? How to make you feel? Have you ever lost a soldier? Have you ever lost a soldier? How to make you feel? Have you ever lost a soldier? Have you ever lost a soldier? How to make you feel for real? Have you ever lost a soldier? Have you ever lost a soldier? How to make you feel?
I can catch an op, like it, please just watch, please just watch. I can do a couple dances, please don't copy. Yo, bitch, go high, like I like a sloppy, yeah. I be tripping. Pop a couple first, body keep the look. Thinking outside the box, cause I ain't in it. Put your lens in that bitch, it was dizzy, man. Your man's tripping, better tie shoes. Before WAP start tripping with that solid groom. Ain't no stick around this bitch, ain't no auto tools. You can magically get swept, Harry Potter room. You stepping left, then I'm stepping right. I'ma head around the corner, I'ma hit him twice.
I
don't need a full clip, cause I'ma hit him right. I be tweaking with this bitch, ain't no standing live. Demons, I like her head, cause she sloppy with it. She got a bunch of tattoos, yeah, she cocky with it.
Yeah.
I heard they call her Big Mama, yeah, she rocking with it.
Yeah.
I'ma pull up on the room, I'm a toxic nigga. Hey, you niggas heard about me, yeah, nigga, read about me, yeah, nigga, talked about me, yeah, nigga. You niggas heard about me, yeah, nigga, read about me, yeah, nigga, talked about me, yeah, nigga. Woo! Everybody talking, pull up, pull up. Everybody talking, pull up, pull up. Everybody talking, pull up, pull up. Everybody talking, pull up. You niggas heard about me, yeah, nigga, read about me, yeah, nigga, talked about me, yeah, nigga. You niggas heard about me, yeah, nigga, read about me, yeah, nigga, talked about me, yeah, nigga. I'm better than your favorite rapper, better ask about me. I'm not your man's little nigga, please don't brag about me.
Hey.
You niggas talking real choppy, get some bands about it.
Hey.
I done been to your hood, ain't no bands around it.
No.
Woo. I made it out so I can make it in.
I
ain't trying to shake hands and we ain't making bands. I'm doing the same shit now that I was doing then.
I
got my week planned out, you better watch your bands.
Demons,
yeah. Y'all heard about me, got them real steppers with me, ain't no hoes around us. Got a lot of shooters with me, a lot of poles around us. All my niggas trained to kill, a lot of ghosts around us. Yeah, bitch, I'm activated. Chopper eat the nigga head, he decapitated. He like to eat boy heads, he's a cancer patient.
I'ma
kill a nigga, nah, I ain't had a patient. Hey, you niggas heard about me, yeah, nigga, read about me, yeah, nigga, talked about me, yeah, nigga. You niggas heard about me, yeah, nigga, read about me, yeah, nigga, talked about me, yeah, nigga. Everybody talking, pull up, pull up. Everybody talking, pull up, pull up. Everybody talking, pull up, pull up. Everybody talking, pull up. You niggas heard about me, yeah, nigga, read about me, yeah, nigga, talked about me, yeah, nigga. You niggas heard about me, yeah, nigga, read about me, yeah, nigga, talked about me, yeah, nigga.
I'm so tired of people telling me I gotta do this, I gotta do that, just to be on top. Uh-uh. Before I get started, I'ma let you know who I am. I ain't like the mother artist, cause I don't like it when y'all compare me to Megan Thee Stallion, even the Cardi. Yeah, me in my own lane. I'm just trying to get my foot up in the domain. I ain't worried about you, that ain't my thing. Give me the money and I promise you can keep the fame.
Keisha,
Hey, y'all thought I was done, but I got a little bit more for y'all. And it go like this. My flow so exotic, when I feel the beat in my body. No, I ain't Megan, but I am a little hottie. I'm trying to get richer like Roddy. I promise ain't nobody stopping me. Tippy, tippy top, baby. What I have, I was made for it. And I thank God every day for it. Every day for it.
Pleasant out, Pluto. Pleasant out, Pluto. Pleasant out, Pluto. Pleasant out, Pluto.
Fuck it, I'm bent like I never left. These bitches be hang, but they never step. I jumped out the port, gotta watch my step. And I ain't come here to play, better ask the ref.
Don't be sleeping when the jackal get the creepin'. Roll them back with back to back, you know it giggin'. A lot of niggas on your team, you ain't fit. How you a boss and you the only one in? I love bitch, I'm from the slums and I started from the bottom. Man on them bitch and out the boot, that was a problem. 10th grade, I had a loose 380 in my locker. Gonna jump me if they did, I would've shot. I'm so glad all my niggas out the slumber. I'm so glad 12 ain't jump me with that hammer. I'm so glad I was born in Atlanta, yeah. I'm so glad I was raised in Atlanta, nigga. You can't be no fucking money in the major leagues. All she wanna do is suck the dick and smoke my way. Pull up on your hook, rockin' old money frame. About to school you fucking Ricky, just call me the game, yeah. Apple juice in the Ford that lane, yeah. Make your hoe go get that bag for me, ooh. But nigga, she count that cash for me, yeah. Keep that strap on me, nigga, fuck you, man. Don't be sleeping when them jackals get the creepin'. Roll them back with back to back, you know it giggin'. A lot of niggas on your team, you ain't fit. How you a boss and you the only one in? I love bitch, I'm from the slums and I started from the bottom.
All right, to welcome everybody back to Heartland Radio. It's your man, B Diddy, a.k.a. the Steel Torpedo.
It's your boy, Bishop City, in the building right now. The most objective voice on the radio. You know what I mean? And we holding true to that. You on Heartland Radio right
now? The second hour shall be presented with headphones on by B Diddy.
Power hour.
Yes.
Power hour.
So shout out to all the listeners out there. We taking positive and effective criticism and feedback. We want to make this product
as good as possible. We want it to feel like butter to your ears, baby. Just hit the link.
And Sonic Boom Music Group. Not gonna BS anything. So when we need to autocorrect, we will autocorrect.
Well, we landed some dope segments earlier. Shout out to Vish K.
Yeah,
oh, definitely man. Vish K came through, representing New York, and Atlanta, and Texas, and Nigeria.
Exactly. That man, we had multi-talented.
Right, yeah. We had about 5 people up in here.
Yeah,
it felt like it.
And a producer cousin was in here, KO.
Exactly. No? This hour is going to be our power hour, guys. So if you just now tune in, did you hear that we will be in Colorado July 10th.
Oh, Denver, Colorado, we coming out there. It is definitely an all-star caliber festival when the Heartland Boom Festival comes out there, because the MLB will be out there. Atlanta, we going to get that $100 million and we bringing it back to the city because they ain't taking our money.
Exactly. Let's go.
It's going to be it's going to be amazing. I just hear about all the connections. We got the Session AD. I got DJ Ray G out there in Colorado. That's been my guy. We've been talking on Zoom. Getting everything together. It's going to be dope. And we can even do the virtual stuff out there too, guys, because the Colorado is definitely a home of a lot of people that know a lot about using computers and Twitch.
So maybe throw some tech stuff and it's involved in it.
Yeah, we want to incorporate everything you've got out there.
It's the tech area. We're staying in the Denver tech area.
So. Well, shout out to Sonic Boom Music Group. It's just working out perfectly, bro.
We're working, man.
And everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, everything's turning up. Y'all did really well during the quarantine. Y'all won the quarantine Sonic Boom Music Group. I'll let y'all know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We know how to execute a plan. I can there say that go. For sure. We know, and we know how to partner up well. I mean, B. Diddy, you had us on your show years ago, and now for us to be able to full circle and come back together and be partners, making this a platform for indie artists on not just in Atlanta, but people in Chicago able to hear them, and then taking these people outside of the state from their states. Because I mean, Wusa is basically our only Atlanta artist that we bring to these tables. Everybody else is coming from every corner of America.
This is facts. These are facts.
It's organic. It's coming out of organic G.
Yes. Okay.
Come on.
Come on.
Lace my boots, queen. Lace my boots.
Well, here we go. So, I mean, let's get into that segment called Dip on Your Chill.
Ooh, what we got, Bishop?
Okay, so today's Dip on Your Chip comes from Black Lives Matter. Can we hit the Illuminati bomb? So this is the corporation, not the slogan. Okay, it's important to always differentiate. So, the co-founder, Patrice Khan Cullors, has been buying million-dollar properties across California. It turned out it's not just one. And it's drawing some backlash because, A, some people don't know where the funds, the $90 million that Black Lives Matter raised, where did it disappear to? Some people are wondering because Tamir's Rice mother said to stop using her son's name to exploit. That's on Essence. And on Yahoo, Mike Brown's father is saying he wants some of that $90 million because nobody's getting the money. But then Ms. Collars pops up with at least $2 million homes in L.A. Does she have too much dip on her chip for the money, the Black Lives Matter money, not floating around, but buying million-dollar properties?
She has two homes in L.A., and she is a national speaker. Does she have too much dip on her chip? You got to give me more, Bishop City. I'm not going to say it. She has to actually show me a receipt, Bishop. Okay. You're looking at me.
Somebody said that, too.
Somebody show me a receipt, because L.A., because we talking about L.A., if you're talking about Toledo, that's like 8 houses. Right? If you're talking about L.A., that's like she lives somewhere. She just got two places
like
that she lives out.
Three, but we're talking about, again, million-dollar homes. People just wondering, where did the money go? Where is this from? The 90 million? Somebody saying it's from her being a best-selling author based on the black struggle.
Bishop City, but what about the fact that California market is just imaginary money?
Okay. Essentially. Yeah. Might as well have Usher face on it. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So, there's $1 million. Like,
wanna,
oh, really?
I don't want to just look at the fact that she bought a house. I want to look at the fact of what she has not done for the community of the black lives that are, of the black lives that are supposed to be mattering. Okay. Are the lives mattering? Is that $90 million being allocated to systemic racist programs? Is that $90 million being allocated to recreational parks so students and kids can have a safe haven? Is that $90 million being redistributed for families so they don't have to be in certain financial crises that just lost their children?
Like, how is there a reparations fund not started from $90 million raised?
$90 million for reparations is... No. A great way to start a fund, but that is
okay. But so why not start something? Like why not? But she has not started anything. She just bought her a home.
Wait. It's called the corporation. Let's not put the whole weight of the corporation
on
her.
Okay, the corporation.
So the question is, does she have too much dip on your chip before we go on the G rant?
Yes, she does, because she has not shown the other allocated money successfully. Only thing she has shown is a selfish game.
Okay. So, I mean, my viewpoint on it is it's a light dip on your chip because, I mean, I'm all about success, but it also does look weird because the funds, like G is saying, are not being visibly distributed. Now, $90 million is a lot of money, so it's not something I could just turn my head to.
But Bishop, it might be when reparations might cost between $10 and $12 trillion.
Yeah, this is true, but $90 million is a good hike. Up the climb.
Okay, but 0.1%. what about programs for kids? Why she hasn't done any programs?
I'm saying, but it's not
kids.
Reparations. You can say
no. I mean, reparations could be in many forms. This could be reparations in the sense that now it's a scholarship fund that's exclusively for Black lives. It's a million ways to make it's, 90 million work because 90 million is a lot of money.
Exactly.
Don't call 90 million reparations.
Okay,
oh,
stop.
You sound like the council for real, in Chicago who had the same point. She was saying the same
if you
thing.
Owe me a dollar and you give me 0.1 cent. Am I going to say that you just like satisfy the debt? You can't compare it to.
I 100% agree.
So that's why I don't. That's why I'm saying.
Okay, so that word, that one factor, should not override every other thing that has not been successful.
She's slimy. I don't like. I really, you know, my opinion. I got in a big argument back when I was doing back when I was doing radio. Back when I worked at that bank, there's some people in there that was real big at the bank and spreading false narratives about causes, right? There's associating some of the criminals in these organizations with the basic understanding of human rights that I was just bringing up. Not even saying, because I can go into deeper things about what I feel like and different taxes we should feel like, but we should all feel like human rights, if you just tell the truth about it, it shouldn't be no people using the human rights agenda to make extra money from themselves. You
exactly.
feel me?
Exactly. And so, that's exactly what she's doing. She's exploiting the organization.
Yeah. And also, let's clarify some that. Other stuff because I'm still mad about us losing an all-star game. I posted this earlier. Facts. It is not true that you can't vote if you don't have a license in Georgia. The state requires identification to do mail-in ballots. Identification can be one of the following: birth certificate, document showing name and address, evidence that you are registered. A voter ID can be issued for free, social security card, and more. Okay?
Oh, it's a free ID.
Yes, but of course nobody on that Democratic side is going to tell you any of this.
Can I use this ID to buy alcohol?
No.
Then I don't want it, Bishop City. Give
what
me
does
a
that have to do? That don't but you want to vote.
I want,
you want to vote, right? That's all that matters.
I want a universal one ID.
Warnock told the press that you could not vote if you didn't have an ID, and that's not accurate.
Look, but real niggas could relate to the actual problem. That I can't buy cigarillos with that voting ID. Come on, man.
That's different. That's not what we asked for right now.
Is just
we talk about identification needed to vote, and that's what we talking about.
What are we really talking about? Some people do it every day. Some people do it every day, cigarillos.
Exactly. And if you
need an ID. If you got an ID to get cigarillos, then get your ass out there and vote.
And stop acting like you being oppressed, because ain't nobody oppressing you but yourself.
And real talk, if you black, KD, any black person that smoke on a regular not have an ID, it's kind of hard, right?
Exactly.
It's not the easiest thing.
To the club got an ID? Everybody going to the club got an ID. So is that oppression? The club's oppressing you then.
But you don't just need
maybe not, maybe not.
To get a car, huh? They oppress you to get a car.
Okay. Well,
you don't just need an ID. You can use a birth certificate, a piece of mail showing that you live somewhere. It's very easy. Or you can go get you a voter ID for free.
That's why I just breathe. I'm on the opinion that you probably just need less. I feel like you just should have a ID. That should be your birth certificate. All that should just be in something simple, bro. Like, I don't need to have all this stuff.
Go to Switzerland.
It should be very easy to get your ID.
And boom.
No, I'm saying.
You're doing promo right now for the chip.
I'm saying if you are, they make it too hard to get IDs. They need to just make it real simple where you could just, the same way you get this voter ID for free, and for it should be the same thing that you need.
State ID and stuff.
It should be easy because
they give you your first one for free.
Yeah,
but now once you become a grown person,
your first ID is free. But I'm saying though, you get this voter ID for free
because they want you to vote.
So because you want me to vote,
I'm out here in flip flops.
No. This is what I'm saying. Because you want me to vote, it's free, but because I want to get cigarettes, I got to pay for it. That's that bullshit I don't
want.
You have to prove. I see where you're going with that.
So you don't have to, you don't have to prove how old you are to identify who you want to run your country, but you do need to identify if you want to put cancer in your lungs. Yeah, I agree.
It's too much. Roses and lily pads.
I can buy Twinkies
for free without an ID.
Yeah, so
go to the next segment.
They both kill you.
That's why we're the most objective show on the radio right now. Ain't nobody else gonna say this.
Nobody's gonna say that cigarettes and Twinkies are basically the same thing.
Okay.
Besides B. Diddy,
we coming to get that money.
We coming for every demographic.
MythBusters.
Look, the Food and Drug Administration. I talked about this earlier today.
What?
The Food and Drug Administration. Is one administration because it controls everything that you put inside your body. Illuminati sounder? That's what Illuminati sounder.
Oh, it's the government.
Right. Or regulations.
Yeah, so
everything. Just like the police.
It's a lot of regulations inside of that.
There was a person that got killed recently out in Minneapolis. Let's give a little second for him.
His name was Dante Wright.
Let's give a little 8-second moment of silence. All right, Dante Wright in Minneapolis.
That was the fastest.
In a traffic stop. Now, this is one of the things that we were discussing the other day. Now, this is one of the times where the police, to me, were completely out of line.
Okay.
Okay, in this traffic stop, this young man gets pulled over. He has a warrant for his arrest, and they apprehend him. Now, don't get me wrong. In this moment, like we talked about the other day, black men and anyone, just go to jail. This young man unfortunately tried to jump back into his car, which caused a tussle between the two, which ended up leading to the cop, for some reason, shooting him in the stomach. The kid ends up driving 7 blocks up the street and dies. And now all hell has broken loose again in Minneapolis, as they was already still doing the trial for George Floyd. I don't even know if they got enough police left to fight this off. You know what I mean? There's buildings burning actively, squad cars being stumped holes through the front window, and Walmart is being looted in Chicago for some reason.
I need a big screen TV.
If my cousin's in me, you know.
Y'all want to hear what USA Today said about the story?
Go ahead.
Let's see. This is from usatoday.com. Let's hopefully get this ad going.
Turn that volume down.
Protesters were met with heavy police presence in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, where the family of Dante Wright says he was shot by police after a traffic stop.
And he was only 20 years old. He didn't deserve to be shot and killed. And they don't want all of this. I just want my baby home. That's all I want is I want him to be home. I don't want everybody out here chanting and screaming and yelling. I just want him home.
Wright's mom said she called him as he was being pulled over in a car the family had given him weeks earlier, according to the New York Times.
And I said, well, why did you get pulled over? He said they pulled him over because he had air fresheners hanging from the rearview mirror.
According to a statement from Brooklyn Center Police, officers stopped an individual after determining the driver had an outstanding warrant. When they tried to make an arrest, the driver got back in the car and drove away. An officer shot at the car, hitting the driver, and the car crashed into another vehicle several blocks away.
I get here, and there's a car accident, and my son's laying on the ground.
Minnesota's governor says he's closely monitoring the situation and praying.
All right, so we done. All right, so as the
I don't know why we stopped it. It's only 15 more seconds, Bishop.
I gave you the story already.
Nah, it's too much. I needed that.
We watched that on your own personal time right now.
This for the audience, Bishop City.
They gonna go Google that and Google his name right now. His name is Dante Wright.
Everybody out there, go ahead, USA.com, look up the article. So
DAUNTEWRIGHT, Dante Wright.
I believe the air freshener story. This is what they did. They pulled him over because they got the air freshener. That's a charge.
Mm-hmm.
Most black people know that, but he had the warrant, and then that caused
this. Assumption from B. Diddy.
That's what the mom said.
Now, my thing is, he was able to get shot and then continuously drive away. I mean, no. They said that he drove away and then got shot, correct? So.
No.
That's what that story did.
See, Bishop, what you talking about?
Listen to what I said. Again, they apprehended the young man. The video was up there. Again, the reason why we're not playing the whole thing because we're not here to get free promo to U.S. Store 8 today.
It's a news story.
You go ahead and listen to it if you would like to and Google it. But if you want to listen to Heartland Radio, again, what happens, there's a video of this. It's not like I'm making this up. He's apprehended. He tells to jump back in the car. And what happens for some dumbass reason, again, I'll admit this, the cop shoots the kid for no reason because the kid doesn't have a gun. Again, I do recommend y'all go see the video. There's no reason for a gun to be shot. And then he drives off after being shot.
Okay. So the police officer, instead of pulling him out the car or instead of shooting a taser at the young man.
Quick update on the context. The police did just release a statement saying that he's now saying that he thought he pulled out his taser.
Okay, so you thought you pulled out your taser and you thought it was in the midst of an altercation that you were going to utilize on the civilian. But it wasn't a taser. Like,
you make that mistake.
It was not a taser. You cannot make that taser mistake because I know for a fact the taser is a different color and a different weight and a different style of a gun.
Yep. Go ahead, B. Diddy.
You all right. And I got a hot take. This is why that with having that thing dangling from your window shouldn't be enough reason for the cops to pull you over. We got too much contact with the police.
Well, that's not why the cops saying they pulled him over. Again, that's his mom saying. The cops are saying they pulled him over from identifying that his license plate was a warrant, and that's what they can do.
They can pull over a license plate. I'm talking about the thing dangling.
That's, again, his side of the story, which is why we got court. Again, that's not where we here to discuss. Our point is to discuss the cop needing to control himself and what we already know that. What you're doing is speculating, and we can't speculate.
I'm saying we already know what you just said. Repeat what you said. We're here to discuss.
I said, well,
cops should not be that brutal. We already know that.
We have to figure out again what we were talking about now is to figure out that gap in between getting arrested and getting shot. That's what I want people to understand. In those moments where you are apprehended again, and guys, like his mom is saying in the interview, please just make it home. That's the goal. You know what I mean? At no point are you supposed to get shot in the midst of this. So just if you caught, just go ahead, get home, make that call, and let's go ahead and figure out a plan to get you home while you alive.
If you feel like the cop is scary already or in your forefront, you think that you can maneuver the police, that is not a secure way to do it because now you have put that police officer in jeopardy to feel like they gotta subdue you in a physical altercation, whether that be a chokehold, whether that be a knee on your neck, whether that be trying to think that they pulling out a taser on you and it's actually a gun.
Yeah, we just want to reduce these opportunities because exactly. I mean, this shit is ridiculous. And
I'm not going to have no more conversations about police brutality until we talk about this dangling thing that's hanging in the window. That's the only thing I'm talking about.
Go ahead and speculate. Go ahead.
No, I'm talking about that. I'm talking about in general. Like, I'm a real nigga. I've been in Toledo, Ohio. I've been pulled over for having the incense.
And they wrote a thing. Ticket for you that said no, you had incense. No,
they pulled me over. They pulled me over, though.
Because that's what I'm saying. We speculating that. That's no, the
difference. Diddy has been pulled over, so
and
I'm
they said you got an air freshener in your window hanging. I'm writing you a ticket for this.
No, they pulled me over. I
Why
say
did
they
pull you over? Because you're leaving out details.
It's obstructed view.
So that's the name of the charge. You over for.
Yeah, so yeah, the charge is obstructed view. So
they can pull you over for that.
Exactly.
Business,
exactly.
So that's not illegal. Then.
That's not illegal.
Even if that was the case.
That's what I'm saying. It's too much. It's too. Why is that a charge? That's my point.
That's something you got to ask the police right because it why is obstructive.
More than 10%.
We make the laws.
Okay. Well, when it's time for you to vote again. When it's time for you to vote again with your voter registration, your birth certificate, and your free ID,
I told you,
you can
I'm not
go and
I got
do it.
An ID. I only got one ID because that's my freedom card. It's going to be about cigarettes
hey,
and
I vote. I better not see none of y'all
and
ass on
guns.
No airplanes or get no liquor.
Exactly.
You better go vote if your ass buy
I told you my I told you my freedom card is my ID and my bank statement. With that, I could pretty much do everything in America.
You can vote with that in Georgia.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
that's my freedom card.
And with that freedom
be
card,
smart,
make
people.
Sure that you go to your local district and make sure that the laws that are going to be changed or added to your city, state, council, whatever the case may be, and if obstruction of you on with the dice or the baby shoes or whatever the case may
too
be.
Too much.
You make sure
what
you change
that. What city is
that
you saying that happened
Toledo,
in
Ohio.
Much?
Real niggas
Speak
out
on,
there.
Come on.
It happens
get
to real niggas.
Get your absentee ballot for
See,
that.
He gave me some context. Now I know what he getting at. Now we getting at some legislation you won't pass.
Exactly.
Some simple, but also on the same time, I can't act like you can't be out riding hot with bad license and warrants.
But you are acting
that's
like that.
That's the
no,
point.
Thank
you.
You
are
thank
acting
you.
Like that.
I can't act like that.
Come on, come on.
I can't act like that, but I also, I can't talk about
that. The goal
that.
Is to save these men and these women in these situations.
But I don't want
to
have that conversation until I talk about the...
I know.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm the most objective voice on radio because we going to have these conversations because I want y'all to make it home. I don't want to see him get shot down
take
in the street like
it's
that.
It's fucked up that you got to take the air freshener down.
Man.
Until
they got the vents. They got the car vent air freshener. Yeah. They got some LaCombs. Right. They
listen listen to what Hitler says.
What
up? Where are your stars? Where are your Jewish stars?
Hey,
make
first
sure
of all,
that you identify yourself.
We ain't got nothing against Jewish
right,
people.
Right, exactly.
That's what happened. That's what the Holocaust was. People, the Jews had to start wearing stars.
You know what the Holocaust is? It just like,
we just wanted to say R.I.P. to Dante Wright.
Yeah.
And I think this, for me, as somebody who people would consider conservative, I think this is a pretty good, easy one in regards to being able to see that this is extreme police brutality. Mm-hmm. So if this one isn't, based on what I saw, if this one isn't, easy shut and close one, because now with the George Floyd, they're trying to use the toxicology report of saying he might have overdosed and had a heart attack because of the drugs he took.
Right.
And trying to connect the two. Even though I'm seeing that the doctors are saying that is not the case, even though he did have it in the system, it don't look like he played a factor.
Right.
But
exactly.
This is the things I'm talking about in regards to the little bitty loopholes of law, which is why your boy is inside of there to understand it so I can explain to the people how we be getting fucked over sometimes because we don't be understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just more of that shit. This is, should be one. I want y'all to follow these cases, though, so y'all can learn some new terminology maybe in this shit, too.
Protect your neck.
Exactly.
Hey, it's all just reading. Oh, you see when people go to jail, they be learning the most. They be learning how to read they statements and everything all of
that's
a sudden.
Because people was able to sit down and focus. And if you can sit down and focus on your own free time, it will save you a lifetime in jail.
These are all facts.
It's organic, G. I mean, from my head to how I speak. I mean, it is what it is.
B. Diddy, talk to him.
We're going to get into some Purple Elvis Bossed Up on Heartland Radio.
So quick on the whole man. Pull up with a stick and the whole thing. I'm hearing cause it's loud of that propane. Working for that crib and that gold chain, gold chain. Oh, I'm so quick on the whole man. Pull up with a stick and the whole thing. I'm hearing cause it's loud of that propane. Working for that crib and that gold chain, gold chain. I be with the shits, flexing like I'm fit. Drinking on a fit. Please don't limit it, we can't benefit. Please remember this, got it with a check. We gotta credit it, I'm a hooligan. Island Gilligan,
blow up some of it. With the summer jam, make 100 bands. Put in what you get. Why I get a grip? Why I get in fit? Y'all up on my clip. Gucci on my drip. Susie on my dick. Uzi in my stick. Ooh, you cross my drip. Please don't do that shit. Cause we be with this shit. Start stuff real quick.
Damn, nigga, did you just hear that shit? Bring that shit all the way the fuck back.
Hey, let me see you do it. I can do it way better. I ain't gonna lie, you fresh. I'm like way fresher. The whole team getting money. We all gonna stack cheddar. I just got a check. I feel like a champ. Money Mayweather. It's the 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 Mayweather. Money Mayweather. Straight to business, no suit on. I'm walking the set to get my smooth on. I'm walking the club to get my groove on. Get a poppin', Uncle Luke home. Yeah, I'm hot, you just lukewarm. With money, right, you can't do wrong. Hey, bruh, please don't move wrong. I got brand new shoes on. Okay. Pull up a song and it's two-tone. Fresh to death on my tombstone. Man, I'm fresher than the new bones. I'll put the whole crew on. A couple of chains, I got a few on. Big stick jewels are like croutons. With a bad Asian mood on. Let me slow down. School zone. No, I never had a lie. Damn right, boy, I'm a bragger lie. I'ma spin it all, catching that. I'm putting it work until I'm passing that. And the whole team winning. Can I?
I got a good look. Lots of cash. Brown paper bags. I don't need no stash. I got lots of swag. Louis Gucci, Prada, Fendi, belt to hold in my pants. I got lots of cash. I got lots of cash. I got lots of cash. Brown paper bags. I don't need no stylist. I got lots of swag. Louis Gucci, Prada, Fendi, belt to hold in my pants. I got lots of cash. Brown paper bags. I'm round in that jack. Money bags on my tag. 4-5 in the console. Please don't make me mad. I just heard your little mixtape. You disappointed your fans. You say you out here ballin', but you still wear the same thing. Yeah, that hitter that they talk about. Send me in public, all they wanna do is talk it out. Tap dance and hit a DJ, aunt better walk it out. Ain't doing no show, it's a checkin' in my bank account. Yeah, I gotta have that, reach out and grab that. Hitter stay working, young, something like a lab rat. Hitter shot a back door, hitter, I ain't having that. Hitter take a shot, can't hit where you at. Disappointing in all of you niggas. I stood right beside you, I still couldn't feel you. See you in public and every you knew. Told your little niggas that you was a killer. Pull up in it with a solo and go low. It felt like the U.S. Marine with no ammo. Been in the crowd like I'm dressed with some camo. Hitters like Jason, no mask on.
I'ma stack it up cause I'm too smart to make you rain. I can't argue with you, too much money on my brain. Thumbing through this paper while I'm toting on that plane. Trying to find a new way I can double up my chain. I'm just thinking about my riches, riches. Be shining on you, riches. I'm thinking about my riches, riches. Be shining on you, riches. I'm thinking about mine. You stupid mod, I suck eyes. Told you one day I was gon' be ballin' like the Ruckers. You was steady hatin', now I came up on you suckers. Toastin' at the table, saying graces for my suppers. Cause oh, in the kitchen, stirring up like a chef. I got tracking notes, waiting on that UPS. Death before dishonor with my family, tryna play with millions for they let me down the rest. I'm just saying, this kush I'm smoking got me gone, 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 gone. Kush got me gone. Just started over, I've been counting way too long. It's too much for the shoebox. We out of there, got a new safe so I'm cool. I'ma stack it up cause I'm too smart to make it rain. I can't argue with you, too much money on my brain. Coming through this paper while I'm going.
Watch me do my damage and I saw the speaker's elbow, then I sound drunk. I drip a lot of sound, so watch me sound walk. Watch me sound walk, watch me sound walk. I don't do no speaking, let the money talk.
Watch me do my dab and then I saw some dab, dab. I'm way out your lead, boy, you ain't got the sauce.
You ain't got the sauce.
Watch me hit them folk, yeah, boy, I hit them folks. Then I sauce, walk and drop that elbow. The people's elbow, what changed the game,
changed the game.
Your money ain't long, but step your game up. First 48, you know I killed the scene. I'm saucing in red bottom, Christian Louboutin. Gucci Louis Vuitton dripping off of me. $1,000 outfit, that's your mortgage fee.
That's your mortgage fee.
I pull up every car. Diamonds, water, water. Watch me sauce walk. 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 First I hit them folks and then I sauce walk. Watch me do my dab and then I sauce walk. Drop the people's elbow, then I sauce walk. I drip a lot of sauce, so watch me sauce walk. I spent a lot of money on designers. On designers. The way I'm saucing got me thinking I'm the shaking up. Too legit to quit, they call me MC Hammer.
MC Hammer.
I'm married to the money, we gon' stay together.
Woo.
Holy matrimony, want them bands forever.
I want them back.
We are not the same, boy, you more like a pen.
Like
I got a lot of sauce, I got a lot of sauce.
A lot of sauce.
It's inside of my cooler look like.
Yo, big up every lady in her sandal shades and sundress. Y'all know you're dumb fresh. Ow. She's so pretty in her sundress, her sundress. John Doe said she done blessed, she done blessed. She kill him with the oneness, the oneness. I rap a palm, she had the oneness, sun blessed. She's so pretty that she was cute. War explode, you can see some youth. Happily ever after, we live on cruise. They flatter me, but me springs are in June. Real talk. Me not sing cartoon. Grapple, pull you in, pan the king's harpoon. Me a confess. Beauty, it has done, yes. Enough man going dumb, yes. Got them can't get your fun, yes. But I watch till the sunset. Love this year with her sundress, her sundress. John Doe says she done blessed, she done blessed. She kill him with the oneness, the oneness. I ramp up home, she had the one, the sun blessed. She so pretty that she sundress, she sundress. John Doe says she done blessed, she done blessed. She kill him with the oneness, the oneness. I ramp up home, she had the one, the sun blessed.
Oh!
90 degrees on a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
I doing roll, blowing gunplay. She rocking a yellow sundress that one way. Ay, it's fun day at the Adunday. Ay, she slide on her with that one kind.
Back on thinking that what you did.
Yo, big up every lady. She's undressed. John Doe says she done blessed. She done blessed. She kill her with the oneness. The oneness. I ramp a palm. She had the one. The sun blessed.
Oh!
Here we go again.
Go again.
It's fireball. Yeah, I'm going in.
Going in.
That white towel, you can throw it in.
Throw it in.
I'm in her sundress blowing in the wind.
In the wind.
Hey, you can look but don't touch.
Don't touch.
She in the party with a little old clutch.
Old clutch.
That cigarillo stuff. Step with disrespect and get a juke in your little old nuts.
Old nuts.
We in the place with respect and manners. She love how I connect my grandma.
Yeah.
I go hard, she won't cock my hammer. Sundress seeds in the spot bananas. Hoop earrings, wrist full of bangles. Got a little drink, now she cooler than a Kango. She a movie, call Fandango. Burn the place down, now we ride like Django. She got some shades, some slide-ons. Couple of edibles, cause they drive long. Beat drop, she like, this is my sound. I love when she slide on her sundress, her sundress. John Doe says she done blessed, she done blessed. She kill him with the oneness, the oneness. I rap a palm, she had the one, the sun blessed. She so pretty that she sundress, she sundress. John Doe says she done blessed, she done blessed. She kill him with the oneness, the oneness. I rap a palm, she had the one, the sun blessed.
Oh.
Sexy and I heal her boots. Me I feel her groove, she a speak her truth. Says she don't want no man with an income poop.
No.
She wore the rest with the big chang roots. Put on her sundress, now the king come true. She want high, tell me bring some food. Assortments of greens, berberines and brews. All sorts of treats you can pick and choose. And when we meet, like a dream come true. Be a while, be a thing bout true. That gorgeous undress, you feel seek so cute. War explode, you can see some youth. Happily ever after, we live on cruise. Tesla to me, back me springs are in June. Real talk, me na
sing cartoon rap. Pull you in pan the king's half. Oh, we are confess. Beauty, it has done, yes. Enough man going dumb, yes. Can them guy get your fun, yes. But I watch till the sunset. Love this year with a sundress. John Doe says she done blessed. She done blessed. She done blessed.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. It is making me ready fireball, to put on my sundress.
Fireball, man. Let's get it for Fireball coming through.
Ohio.
Ohio. Dayton, Ohio. In the building. I'm real excited to talk to you, bro.
Yeah. Bishop, how did you feel about the beat and everything?
I liked how it had me rocking, you know what I mean? Giving me them Here Come the Boom vibes, you know what I mean? I could just feel that in the club, me and you somewhere.
Yeah, I felt Elephant Man-ish.
Yeah. Elephant Man. Fireball, great record.
Yes. Very well produced.
Yes.
Very well.
Yes, they take their time with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what Cat's been doing all quarantine, is just studying music all quarantine.
You know what I mean?
Just get in the books. I see y'all every week.
As we've been doing the Indie Fest, you know, doing as many artists that we've been doing, and just the consistency of good artists performing, I've been very impressed at the amount of artists I've been seeing around the country so far.
With quality work. I like the quality in everybody's work. That sundress, I felt like that should have been played at, what's our club? With Mangoes?
Mangoes, a Royal Peacock.
Royal Peacock. Yes, that's a Royal Peacock.
Get you a taste of Atlanta. If you're looking at that Heartland skyline in our logo, you're going to see all of the areas that we be frequenting down here in the city. Come on, get you a little taste of the ATL. You know,
love Atlanta.
And look, if you really ready to tour, and if you really ready to be on the scene, get ready for the information to drop in the morning on SonicBoomMusicGroup.com/HeartlandRadio to get the details for
Heartland Boom Festival. We're going to Denver, Colorado, July 10th. Okay, Denver, Colorado, MLB All-Star Weekend. We're going to get a piece of that $100 million.
Yes.
Say the date again.
July 10th. It's a Saturday. We pulling up Friday. We're going to be there Friday through Sunday. So, I mean, if y'all want to come and just frequent the city with us, as y'all seen us do in North Carolina and Alabama, you know, you're more than welcome to, again, keep enjoying the country with us.
Exactly. B. Diddy will be in the building DJing.
Come on. Oh, man.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be
said
loud.
They got an outdoor patio, too, so we really going to be able to dig into the festival vibes.
We're going to be smoking indo outdoor in Colorado.
Ooh. In Colorado with recreational, no limits, uncapped weed. You know, they already got dispensaries everywhere.
I want some weed drinks. I'm ready to drink the weed.
Always give a round of applause for Sonic Boom Music Group for putting this together.
Oh, I appreciate you, bro.
You're welcome.
Man. We working hard, man. Like I told you, we work hard, bro. The goal is to be able to be as great as we possibly can at all times.
And
we're going to keep that promise.
Read my shirt. What my shirt say?
No cap, just work. That's our motto. You know, as long as you stay true to that, you can always work with the company. You know what I mean?
Now,
Sonic Boom Music Group putting together. We going out to Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, shout out Session HD. Man, they got their own freestyle cyphers and stuff. Go tap in on everything that they doing on YouTube. Really great business group, because it's a bunch of them. And I met them touring the country. They were touring the country doing their freestyle cypher competition. And the competition finale was in Atlanta, where Wusa Lee was the guest freestyle cypher queen.
What about our tour that we went to? We just came back from Raleigh, North Carolina, and Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Let's get into that. So when I say the stage was so hot,
yes.
When I say the stage did not stop shaking, I was all the way in the back, and I basically can feel the roar of the stage from my section. Like, everybody brought they people. Everybody brought their people. It was not a soul on that stage that was by themselves. Yeah. Everybody
Even
brought
the
their people
from out of
with
town.
Them. Yes, it was thick than a bitch
Michigan
in that motherfucker.
I came through deep from Detroit. You know what I'm saying? That's how you roll.
When I went out there, I got my top three foods that I was out there.
Come on, hit me with
What's
it.
What's your top three?
All right. The caramel covered corn dog I had at the gas station.
Oh my God.
It's a caramel crusted corn dog.
I'm glad you're still alive after that.
Okay.
I had, that was delicious.
That was in South Carolina.
That was in South Carolina on the tour.
Well, we got us some memorabilia from.
Yeah.
Fact. Cherry wine. My second favorite food from North Carolina.
Love me some cherry wine.
Oh my God, that drink was amazing. Yes, it was. Shout out to the lady at the gas station, Fullerton, North Carolina, or something like that. We were making our way back to Atlanta, and she gave me the whole rundown right before we bought everything. It was like we went back, got a whole thing of cherry wine. Bought them all for the car, and it's great. It's a really good produced drink in North Carolina.
Yes. What's the next
Riley one? Rose, number one.
Oh, Riley Rose, number one. Those Riley Rose were.
Round of applause.
That ice cream was very delicious.
Oh, I enjoyed that Riley Rose so much. They nice and, you know, chef, it make it so flat. It kind of almost look like it's paper, and then you forget. But then they got cookies and stuff that they break into it. If you get a chance, and it's in a really nice location, which is like a little food area where they have a bunch of different things. Me and wifey got the guy roll with the Greek fries. Mm-hmm. Really good. But what you get in there?
I got an honorable mention. Chapel Hill, North Carolina, the pulled pork sandwich that I had.
Oh,
the sandwich by itself. The sandwich itself.
Was it not amazing?
Oh, man. The bread was just like, the bread was delicious.
Yeah.
It's honey.
It's
like a honey bread.
They baked beans were really good. Yeah. The baked beans was delicious.
And the wings were good. Wifey didn't eat the wings. I tore those wings up.
I don't like barbecue sauce.
Oh, man. They were so good.
They had the smoker on the inside of the building. That's the first time I've ever seen that they just hit the, got everybody breathing in smoke.
If it ain't moving, barbecue
sweet tea was not hitting. No, I told them when I bought the sweet tea, if it was not good, I was going to tell the world. And the sweet tea was not hidden.
Yeah.
I got something I don't like about North Carolina.
Katie got me cracking up right
sometimes
now.
Sometimes people be ashy in North Carolina. They need to just.
They need lotion in North Carolina?
Sometimes.
Oh, speaking of, sometimes. We got a diligent.
Not all of y'all.
Janky promoters in North Carolina.
I ain't think he was going to say nothing.
You know, we just want to say, put an end to janky promoters. That's all we going to say on that.
Be accountable. Be accountable. Be accountable. That's all I'm going to say.
Me, Diddy, speechless right now.
I'm looking at the time. I'm like, oh, it's 10 till. So I want to see if I could get my mix off.
Hey, let's do that mix. Before B. Diddy get into that mix, I know you've been to Anniston. I know you've been to North Carolina. But have you been to Colorado with Sonic Boom Music Group, Heartland Radio?
Have you?
The Heartland Boom Fest. Have you been there?
Because MLB if you've not. MLB All-Star Edition. 420 edition.
Ooh.
Facts.
Let's not ever leave those parts out of this.
Don't forget, they tried to take the MLB All-Star away from Atlanta, but they could not take it away from Sonic Boom Music Group, Heartland Radio. They couldn't take it away from Heartland Radio, so Heartland Radio was following the money. We where the money reside. Where the money reside.
You know what I mean? We always gonna find that way. I keep telling y'all. You know what I mean? You find your opportunity. Stop allowing the world to dictate to you. You start telling the world what you want and watch how the world bends towards you. That's a free gem. You know what I mean? You can either take that or go do what you want to do with it.
I just want to make sure you go to sonicboommusicgroup.com/Heartland Radio and get on the tour. Or if you just want to get your song played for the next 5 weeks, make sure the people here.
Oh, that's a future call. They need to go ahead and call. Get on their phone. They phone's ringing right now. Get on your phone.
Come on.
Hey.
Open up your browser. Go to sonicboommusicgroup.com/Heartland Radio. And what they going to do when they get there, Miss Organically?
They going to get this 5-week rotation. They going to get this music review. They going to get this interview. And they going to get this shmoney, okay?
And if you really want to do it big, get that platinum package. Man. No fake news, you know what I mean? Because we rolling hard. You know how we rolling.
You heard the interview earlier. You hear the different people that's been played. We had that Kuno. We had that Forever 19 on here. So you
about to call Forever 21?
Yeah, I was about to call Forever 21.
That's hilarious.
But
no free promo.
But you got a favorite song that gets played on Heartland Radio because of these people right now. So make sure your favorite indie artist gets their music played so the world can be singing their song all day long.
Hold on, what DJ Khaled said?
All right.
We stared at each other. Hey, Danny, go ahead and talk to him.
They don't want you to eat breakfast, but what we're going to do is we're going to eat breakfast. We're going to eat. That's what DJ Khaled is telling you.
Oh, come on.
DJ Khaled's trying to give you a word of encouragement.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? It's major keys that gives.
No, that's major keys. We want you to be prosperous in life, man. And again, RIP to that young man out there in Minneapolis, Dante Wright. You know, y'all go read up on his story, say his name. You know, but do it peacefully. Don't get yourself hurt. Don't catch no felonies out there, and don't get nobody no reason for you to end up in a scenario like that. Let's continue to just keep prospering, pushing forward, and keep pushing our goals forward, and pushing and uniting as a community, then coming up with solutions. Let's be real, y'all.
Everybody, be safe. Be smart. Don't be a retard. You gonna listen to somebody who smacked D. Barnes? So make sure you go to Sonic Boom Music Group. Do what you need to do to get played, get heard.
May all your pain be champagne. May all your tears be tears of joy. Thank y'all for tuning in to Heartland Radio.
I'm flipping these commas, no register. These niggas is burning, they get picked up. Cut his teeth and count Dracula. And I cannot lose competitor. Money loan, need a measure up. My old bitch, she was acting up. Way seasick and I'm tatted up. I'm so Chicago, don't give a fuck. Jumping up off the media. Been balling out there, season. Watching daddy play with them needles. Free 90, they took his freedom. Niggas left, fuck them, I ain't need them. Put my heart on ice if I could bleed it. Niggas in design and begging, feed them. Take an air to Leo and I'm grieving. Niggas, they out of that season. I am the reason I'm out here with my slimes. Hanging with women and niggas, we snakes, they is. Only trust a couple of my friends. My summer little niggas gon' ride to the end. My P more niggas is more than my cash. Watch how the...
And all of them sellers, they talking on. That's how they react. Only trust a couple of my friends. My summer little niggas gon' ride to the end. My big one niggas is more than my kids. Watch how the Rolex expose you. No cameras, don't shoot for the local. But the little bitch get it right, she local. And I fuck twice, I ain't even gon' hold you. I dumped in her face, nasty. And this bullshit be calling me daddy. I ain't gon' lie, little bitch got a fatty. But I can't fuck, body count on Addy. And I'm talking about 1, 5, 3, 6. Sex tape like piss, I'ma leak it. Off the gas, my swear I be tweaking. Like Urkel, that shit had me geeking. Now why the move? The dance, the lean, the groove. This swag, the drip, I'm cool. I'm fried, I'm on the moon. She playing the roles. Green light means she gotta go. Call up, bro, you gon' drop out the load. Just like a stripper, we stay with them poles. Drop clean, still ducking the cops. I don't eat, but she sucking the cop. Look plain, still walk with a guap. Cat cut cry, but he walk with a clock. Oh man, oh man, oh man. I think his bitches a fan. She calling me, no, she can't wait till I land. He calling me, stop, I don't fuck with that man. She said she wanna stop. Bring the best of the year. She can stop. I'm a fuck, and my man's gonna die too. When my bitch walk, and we gon' and I got a big gun, like, if you man's a peck, you gotta tote this strap, they will try you. Gotta tote this strap, they will try you. Gotta bust this trap, that money, ayy. Hop on his dick, no bunny, ayy. I need that bag like Uncle Delay. Poor hoes get bite like I'm Kanye. Double back like 3 more times. Let's skip that 3 more times. Dick up, don't call my line. Dick up, don't call my line, call my line. She a freak, she a cut, little bitch. She talk good and she lips her lips. She threw the pussy and I caught it, that's hand one. Cause you know my man's gon' hit. Hop, do you know we gon' chase him. Let us know we gon', you know we gon' bake him. We hoppin', know it's gonna spill. It's gonna race him. And it's taking bullets, going, bullets, going dating. Only just a couple of my friends. My summer little niggas gon' ride to the end. My B more niggas is more than my cans. Watch how the bullets expose you. No cameras, don't shoot for the low. But the little bitch get it right, she low. And I fuck twice, I ain't even gon'.
It's Heartland Hip Hop. We got all the cuts. It's Heartland Hip Hop.
I look good, I'm a good dresser. Fuck it, ain't got time to impress her. Fuck that hoe, left money on the dresser. When I'm done, I leave, I text her. Call me God because I blessed her. Keep some hoes with me, you Hefner. I ain't a teacher, but I test her. TV screens inside a Tesla. Put me out, bitch, I'm on fire. License to carry like Mariah. Put your ass inside the dryer. Light the money wet. Yeah. Light the money wet. I light the money wet. Perkins City got her geek. Pay for her hair, pay for her feet.
When I fuck, I fall asleep, I wake back up and then I beat. She says she hungry, son, and eat, but I'm still tired, I go to sleep. Don't toot my horn, but bitch, beat like TLC, we like the creep. These niggas 7 days that week, I call her eater, she gon' eat. In Miami with the heat, I got sand between my feet. I got blunts the size of me, hit these hoes in groups of three. 1, 2, 3, like ABC, these hoes be trippin' by the D. I look good, I'm a good dresser. Fuck it, ain't got time to impress her. Fuck that hoe, left money on the dresser. When I'm done, I leave, I text her. Call me God because I blessed her. Keep some hoes with me, you helper. I ain't a teacher, but I test her. TV screens inside a Tesla. With me out, bitch, I'm on fire. Like to carry like Mariah. Put your ass inside a dryer. Like the money wet. Yeah. Like the money wet.
I tell them the sausage just ain't free. These niggas be hating, they ain't me. These niggas be hating, they can't be. My trust me, my nigga, they hate me. But bet you don't let niggas touch me.
It's Heartland Hip-Hop. We get all the cuts.
Hey, B. Diddy, what you doing is called bullshit. Jabba Ranch don't like that. Bring that shit back. Romo, let me tell you what I'm gon' do. Tell your ass what you ain't gon' do. These niggas be trippin' like wrong shoes. Talkin' ooh, move. These niggas be making them whole moves. Oh, you throw hands when we throw too. Aiming that jet, what you don't do. Talkin' ooh, Oh, you throw hands when we throw too. Aiming that jet, what you don't do. Talkin' ooh. I tell them the sausages ain't free. These niggas be hating, they ain't me. These niggas be hating, they can't be. My trust me, my nigga, they hate me. But bet you won't that nigga touch me. I bet you won't that nigga budge me. Don't care about your jewelry, can't judge me. My niggas can't budge me. Don't care about your jewelry, can't judge me. My niggas got hammers and judge free. You heard me. Don't none of you niggas discourage me. What do I look like I'm worried? I ain't never in a hurry. I know real niggas that curry. I know real shooters like Curry. Don't fuck around and get 30. Let me tell you what I'm gon' do. Tell your ass what you ain't gon' do. These niggas be trippin' like wrong shoes. These niggas be making them whole moves. Oh, you throw hands, but we throw too. Aiming that jet, what you gon' do?
Hey, is there any way where the microphones reach over there for me and Baby Cakes? And I can put them over here?
Cool.
I'm short a little son of them.
You got two of them over there.
Got two of them. Okay. I want to probably do it this way. Had them sitting this way. Nah, I forgot to do it the way you're doing. I ain't changing.
My niggas is with